Good afternoon, Hopkins Junior High School, Junior High School Wind Ensemble. This is Lyle Stubson from San Luis Obispo. I'll be making a few comments today on your performance here at Hayward. I hope that what I have to say might be of some value to you as you're preparing for other things this spring. You're on stage. You should be starting in just a moment, being introduced right now. So I wish you the very, very best of luck, and I'm looking forward to your performance. Very nice start. Nice day crescendo, nice change of dynamics there. Wow, very nice style. Good. Careful when you land on that E natural, fourth space E natural trumpet. Sounded just a little bit flat to me, which it is on the instrument, so be very careful. Match that pitch up, started out good, and then it started to go just a little bit as you played. Yeah, I think that you could ba-dee-da-da-dee-da, just a little bit of a rise and fall in dynamics there. Yeah, overall, pretty good intonation. We've got a little bit of discrepancy in those unison octaves, unison and unison octaves. Be very careful. Make sure you're giving and, making sure that you're playing in tune with the person next to you. Yeah, I like the length of the eighth staccato eighth notes. Very nice. Now, make sure that when we have several eighth notes grouped together, we don't start to let it rush a little bit. Don't rush your conductor's tempo. longer we hold that note, don't let the pitch go anyplace. Make sure you're really concentrating and staying right in tune. That phrase of Molly Malone, I think that you could probably do just a little bit more rise and fall. Very nice rise there, good crescendo leading up to 125. Just sing through your instrument there. Sure, we don't clip the notes. We came real close that one time. Ti-a-ta-ta. That needs to be cleaned up just a little bit. Ti-a-ta-ta. The way to do that is to just shorten that eighth note. Ti-a-ta-ta. Just a little bit. Again, length of eighth notes that you've chosen. You're not playing them too short, which steals to me the musical value of that. Nice trade-off there, good. Very nice job. Some of those minor things that I mentioned, but overall a very nice performance. So my congratulations to you on that one. Mentioned some minor intonation things. Those darn old unison octaves, et cetera, that we're doing. We're playing those every day in the band hall with scales, etc. So if we're really locked in, if we're really listening to who has what octave, etc., when we just find it, the in a piece that we're playing, we just start to lock in. And it's very important to make sure that we are playing in tune with the person next to us. It's, it is our responsibility as a player to play in tune. Your director can point out the fact that you're a little out of tune or something like that, but he cannot play it in tune for you. Make sure you're locking that in. Overall, very, very, very nice job. I would have liked to, as I mentioned in Molly Malone, a few times that I think you could have a little bit more rise and fall, a little more dynamic contrast, but overall, just a very, very nice performance. Okay, Shenandoah. Okay, on that first pitch, make sure that we have it in mind what we're going to play and mentally and physically be prepared for it. We came close. And I'd like to have you think more of just singing through that instrument if you possibly can. There. Just very, very connected, very fluid. Yeah, I think alto sax, just a very, very nice job. Maybe a little bit more vibrato on some of that. Open that up a little bit, but still, just a very, very nice job. I just think the vibrato would warm it up just to leave it a little bit more, but really, you played it very nicely. Very nice. Just. Make sure we've all established how long goes da, ti, how long we're going to hold that, and then no one can choose your own cutoff time, all right? You've got to make sure you do that together. Good. Yeah, very nice section of their flute. I can't tell you how many performances I've heard of this that They have not played that thing as a trio. Nice crescendo. Very, very nice. Congratulations. I really enjoyed that. I really enjoyed that. Some, you know, little minor things that mentioned on the way, but gee whiz, that was just very nicely done. Very nicely done. My congratulations to you. I just thought that was very, very warm, very fluid. You know, some of the, we could probably have had a few little starting of our phrases a little bit better at times, but gosh, just very, very nice. My congratulations to you. Very musical performance. So that was very, very nice to hear. And then we're going to hear choreography. Yeah, good. Okay, now make sure that we're right together. Yeah, just nudge that syncopation just slightly. Yeah, those two measures, make sure we're right together. We started just a little bit loose and then it got back together very nicely. Good. Nice job, Oboe, before I forget to say anything like that. Nice. Yes. A nice use of vibrato, trumpet. Yeah, just think of the phrase, not just necessarily notes. Maybe a little bit more of the flute, maybe it's just where I'm sitting, but I would have liked to hear it a little bit more. You know, that section of that. Up the pitches. Tired, our embouchures starting to weaken. We're starting to play a little bit out of tune, which we didn't do in that first tune. So make sure that you're really fighting that to the extent of listening and compensating for that fact. So when that happens, we just have to work that much harder. Yeah. Don't let us start getting fighting just a little bit. Concentrate. Yeah. Yeah, percussion. Make sure that we're right together on those hits on four, and then the three or four from the end. We're just not quite together on that. Okay, gosh, I'm nitpicking when I'm talking about some of these things because I really, really enjoyed your performance. Well done. Okay, well done. Some minor things, but overall, just a very very wonderful performance of all of the pieces that you chose to play. And I knew that we were getting a little bit tired on the end of the choreography, and so some of the intonation things were just because of that. But overall, thank you very much. I'm just really glad that I got a chance to hear you today. It was just a wonderful performance. Thank you very much.